Rabbi De Terre Manjda, Yud Aleph Tishri Tovshin, Pei Aleph, Reb Shlomo Klein. Practical demonstration with Isra'im, Dasim, etc.
I wanted to make the demonstration at the end of this year. It was no title on the shiur, but Menachem Dubin put my picture from last year. I have to tell you the history of this tree. This tree, yes. You saw, this tree was on the picture. Shteit apostle ki ha'odom eitz hasode. We are the same as Eitz HaSode. I bought this tree before Shavuos Tovshin Ayin Tes. This tree was in the picture. I don't like my picture in the notice board, but this was there last year. Menachem Dovid took it also before this year in my house. The tree was full, blossom. Tovshin Ayin Tes was a good year. And I gave this year in the beginning of Tovshin Pei. When we davened in Tovshin Pei at the beginning, nobody expected the end of the year should be Corona. The tree was full, was in the blossom, and I kept the tree. I just met Avigdor Grossberger. He has got a chush to trees. He also planted a tree somewhere, and he said to me outside, "This tree is dead." What happened? Before Purim, before the Corona started, that's when the tree was in the full blossom. I'm telling you, the smell in the house was unbelievable, such a good smell. This was before Purim, And this tree had loads and loads of buds and had loads and loads of esroigim, tiny one, and they fell. Now, I'm not a farmer or agriculture. I try to put the tree in the light, in the sun, in next to a heater, next not to a heater. We need a lot of water. I bought special citrus fruit feed, which I gave the tree. It's corona. I don't know. And it's shriveled. One thing is the schus of the tzibur here, that one esrig left till now. Here is the esrig. Let's try to bring it to the camera, to the people who see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you see?
It's not dead.
It's not dead. No, it's not dead. But you can see, even this morning, four leaves fell off, right? You can see every tree in my shear also, it grows with a pitam, but the pit, it's got a little bit of a pitam, but it shriveled. Now, The Shir is not exactly on the Sroigim. It's about a nice Sgule, which everyone needs in the year of Corona, but for the sake of the photographer, I didn't know if I would be able to say the Shir, because it's not the same as every year. The planes, they're traveling, and so on. But I've got two Esroigim, which came from the original in Morocco, from Dumdur, from where the Rambam used to take the Esroigim. Again, last year I let everyone touch it. It's not hands-on. It's Corona time. So I'll be able to come around and show the Oilam, the two Esroigim, the original Esroigim, how they look in Morocco, where they come from. I'll show if they can see me, people at home, and I'll come around to show the people. One is with a piton. You can see this came from the mountain.
Morocco is supposed to be smooth.
I'll show you a Moroccan Esri in the collection, which is not coming from the mountains, not the original Esroigim, and you'll be able to tell the difference. This is where I'm coming around. This is where the Esroigim coming from the original, from the mountain. This year also, I'll speak about it. The Esroigim is coming from the mountain. It's got to go a long way down the mountain, about an hour and a half walking. Then about 120 kilometers to Agadir, and from Agadir this year was no planes to bring the Moroccan Esroigim. Why? Morocco was locked down completely. There is no tourists at all. All the American Sochrim could not get into Morocco. Yasha really managed to get in. He's got a Moroccan passport. He's the only one. He went to the mountains. That's what I heard. He only managed to get, but what happened in the mountains,
all
the Pardesim dried up. There is no, hardly any fruit. I think he told that he managed to get 300 Esroigim, but that's it. All the rest of the Esroigim, and I'll come into it, I'll show you one Moroccan Esrig which are not coming from the mountain. It's a Mehuder Esrig, actually. This is a Moroccan Esrig, a Mehuder Esrig, which is not coming from the mountains.
How much do you offer it?
What?
How much do you offer it?
I'm not selling anymore, so I'm not under the Hashanah. Now, I had last week, before the Shiur, let's finish with the camera a little bit. The other Esroigim, and then I'll come to the Shiur. This is an Italian Esrig, which was cut last February this year. Yeah, I think so. This is an Italian Esrig, which came from Italy. It was cut last week. They only had good Esroigim like about a month ago. Usually the Esroigim are good if they don't stay on the tree for a long time, so there is no flecking. It's quite clean, but it's pumped with water to get it, and that's why it's shriveled. It's shriveled. I don't know. I got it last week. Since last week, it's shriveled a lot. An Esrig need to be the size, just for general idea, about Shiur the Chazon Ish is about 100 gram volume. Usually, if you take your finger and you go around it like this, I think it's failed in the Shiur. Now,
the weight gram, how much is Shiur?
100 gram.
100 gram.
Now, another interesting thing is this. This is, I think it's the third year. These Esroigim are coming from Spain, Moroccan Esroigim, which been planted in Spain about 3 years ago. I don't think they kosher. They're also shriveled. It's just part of the collection this year. Now, to finish off is this two. These two are Chazonish Esroigim coming from Eretz Yisrael. You can see it's a different type of gil, different type of shape. Now, let's just again on the part of the demonstration. Let's leave the Esroigim for a minute and let's go into the Hadassim. Now, right. What happened was I was Zoyche, not this Shmita. The Shmita before, Rav Eliashiv phoned me daily to, I was in Morocco, that I should try to bring him Hadassim from Morocco, which I managed. It's a long story, again, if you want, I mean, we're short of time to explain to you, but I want just to make two reservations. Number one, Hareini Mutzer Moido Lefneichem, the same as every year. Everything which I say, it's my own private there, and anyone who wants can go to ask a Moire Hoiroe, whoever he wants, any Rov, and should put the Achrayas on the Rov, not on me. But me, what I'm saying every year is Lahasir Michel in Arabin on Esroigim, Posel Esroigim, which they sell here in town. And I mean the Posel Esroigim, the Moroccan Esroigim. The Moroccan Esroigim, which sells here in Manchester, every year I say it, and every year I say it again, the one which are without Pitem, for sure are Posel. Why? Because the Arabs are taking the Esroigim, and it's this year also was 40 degrees, those which broken Pitem, they sell it to Yiddish Sochrim Leider, I'm not telling names, and they shrivel completely after the Pitem is broken, and they buy it for peanuts, peanuts is 2p, and you pay a lot of money on it, for it here in Manchester. I made a few years ago a test in Mumps, I was selling the Esroigim in Mumps, and I made the test. I took 10 Moroccan Esroigim in front of the Rabbonim in London. I broke the Pitem, and I told them to come back after two days. It was days in London like here in Manchester today, fog, not even sunny. It was good weather, not. And after 2 days it shriveled. Nobody knew that these Esroigim are grown without Pitem. So this Pitem, an Esroig, you'd rather buy weight a lemon in Tesco or in Sainsbury, okay, and bench with this. That's the selbe Sache. Now, Lahasir Michel, again I say, what happened was that when I was there, the Shlichus from Rabbi Yashiv to bring him Hadassim. I go back to a minute to Esroigim. This year, because of the lockdown in Morocco, not one Mashgiach went from Eretz Yisrael or from America for this. If the Sochrim couldn't get, Avad the Mashgichim couldn't get, nobody got inside to Morocco. And the Mashgichim, they planted the Esroigim from Eretz Yisrael with the Hechsher of Datsay the Haredis. Nobody went there, right? They saw that nobody come, so they also had maybe Nebuah that it will take a long time, and Mamesh couldn't from anywhere to get in. All the Pardes in the Israeli Esroigim, which they planted in Morocco, they all dried out. They didn't give them water, it's finished, there is nothing. No Esroigim, only the Arabs there kept the Moroccan Esroigim. Only the Moroccan Esroigim, they gave water. Esrig is Abdod El Almain, you need a lot of water, so only they left. Now, I'm going back to the Hadassim. The Hadassim, they planted then, not this Shmita, last Shmita, the Shmita before, and the Hadassim don't need so much water as the Esroigim, and there is Hadassim in Morocco, which is enough for the whole world. But when it came to this year, even the Esrig soldiers in Morocco, and how come I have got it, every time, even with the Shoichad, in the previous years it was no problem, you know, Yidden are Yidden, he gave in the airport to the airport, agent, another $1,000, and instead of putting 100 kilo on the cargo, they put a ton, right? But all this is finished already 10 years ago. Why? Because it's dangerous. You can't lift up the plane. So the weight stayed always the same. But in order to get it on the plane, they had in Casablanca, it's the main hub of Morocco, they are much more careful and strict. So they had mazel. The place of Esrogim in Morocco is around Agadir. So they put it in the cargo in Agadir and they stop over in Casablanca. And then it came to England. That's all fine when there is planes. What do you do when there is no planes from Agadir? So they all had to go to take a lorry with a lockdown. And I'm telling you, when I was doing it there, and I was in, I had to bring Lulovim. I used to bring to England 25,000 Lulovim from Marrakesh, but that's in Marrakesh, not in Agadir. From Agadir to Marrakesh by car, it's about 300 kilometers, right? Or less, maybe 250, right? And the police in the good old days, they stopped my car 6 times on the way to Agadir. From Agadir to Casablanca is 800 kilometers, right? They had to put all the Esrogim on lorries or whatever and ship them even wherever from the Pardesim all the way to Casablanca. And then from Casablanca also there is not enough planes. And what do you do? Anyway, Baruch Hashem, the Ribono Shel Olam helped. It's managed to get over. But going back to the Hadassim. Hadassim is also, in Hadassim in the good olden days, everyone, when he bought Hadassim, he went to the Moicher, and the Moicher used to take one Hadass from the bucket and check each Hadass and see if it's Meshulash. The Moicherim saw they're losing a lot of money. We won't give any more everyone to check because with Amcho Yisrael, it's a day after Yom Kippur, Yudalef Tishrei, Kutur Nishreden, but they take out and they passel 10, right? So they invented a new invention. You can only buy them closed in a bag. You can't choose. You can look at the bag, right? Other git, other nish git, right? Now, the Hadassim in Morocco, which is enough for the whole world, again, they send Mashgichim from Eretz Yisrael, who sat there and checked the Hadassim, Ruboy Meshulash, Chazonish, Ruboy Chaim Noer, Kuloy Meshulash, so on. In the Leider, the Gemara says that Socher Esrogim are possible Eidus for 6 months.
Six months.
And usually the Socher Esrogim, usually they also sell matzahs, so you can't have an aliyah the ganze year. I was selling Esrogim only Esrogim, not matzahs. So I'm a shtickle kusher gewesen.
How about you? Six months.
Right? Now, the Mashgichim, I spoke to the Mashgichim from Badat Zayt HaRedis. They stayed there in Morocco until 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. They wanted to go back home to Dublin with a family. They didn't want to stay there. The minute they left, all the Yidalach there with the Arabs straight away started to put everything in the bags, even without. With a Herschel. Now, Baruch Hashem, I'm not saying Baruch Hashem, I don't know what, but they supplying thousands and thousands of Hadassim. It's also a Michshul. This Hadassim here are steht Meshulash Gimel Tfochim Kifishitas Chazonish. It's a mistake. Bashgochas, Rabba Goen Shmuel Eliezer Shteren, Dayan, Umotz, the best in Zichronei Bnei Brak. Nobody was in Morocco, but what it is good, it's the labels which stayed in London, stayed Bdika Nosefes, Alidei Mashgichim, Talmidei Chachomim, Yirei Hashemayim, Koidim, Simre, Bekufse. So you can rely. This Hadassim, if they sell in this square box, even here in Manchester, it's been checked. It's been checked in London, so they fine. If you buy Arba Minim, and Arba Minim is four Minim, right? If one Hadas is Posul, the Brocha is Brocha Levatola. So these Hadasim which coming in to Manchester, Hadasim Uchorim, Aleph Aleph, if somebody wants to be Mehader, right? It's got a Hechsher from Reb Moshe Brandsdorfer, it's the son of Reb Meir Brandsdorfer. They are Meshulash. What can you do? You can rely on it. But if not, you go Hadasim,
no label.
Also, no label. But it's you can see them check. If they're coming, they are checked, but you can check, you can see through them both sides of the Hadassim. Because everyone is, you know, when it's coming to Arba Minim, the Gevorim, the Gresta Talbet Chucha, he knows what Esrig is the best. And really, from so many years, I've seen that people taking for themselves everyone what is legal.
Good question. Why not do the Moroccan Hadassim? You wanted a reaction. What was wrong with the Swabi Hadassim?
It was Shmita.
Schmitty.
No, he would take from Eretz Yisrael. I haven't got much time. I like every year to speak something new, which I learned, and I learned it last night. So we got only 5 minutes. We started Punkt Verkehr, so let's go back to the Shmir. Interessante Sache. In these days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sikkes, we are Mekayem Mitzvahs in four senses, four Chushim. What does it mean? Chush HaShmir, what mitzvah? We got a mitzvah in Tkias Kol Shofar, to listen to the Shofar. Chush HaMishush, the other chush which we got, it's when we take the Arba Minim. Chush HaReiye, when we can see, when we take the pre-Eitz order, which you have to look at it. You need to be Nechma Gemare. And Chush HaTam. How we make a mitzvah in Chush HaTam? In Erev Yom Kippur, when you eat. Kol HaOechel B'Tshi, Kilu Itana B'Tshi V'Asiri. And also, Chush HaTam, the first night in the Sikkeh, Yom Yirtzeh Hashem, when we eat HaMoitzi, there is a Gzeir Sheva 2-2 from Pesach. You have to eat a kezais, mamesh kezais, but the first amoitzi in the Sikkeh. Over in Chush HaReach, that's also a chush. There is no mitzvah. Why in Chush HaReach there is no mitzvah? Azoi freg the Bnei Soschor. It's not my shale. Zog the Bnei Soschor, we said yesterday, that's my Tosefes, in Ne'ile. What does it say, the Posuk? Ato evdalto enoish mirosh. Explain the Matelevi, I saw it yesterday in Ne'ile, that Odom Arishon, he was choite in Eitz Hadas. Some Chazal saying, Eitz Hadas gewesen an Esrig. But Zog de Bnei Sosfer, coming back to Bnei Sosfer, the Odom Arishon was choite in four Chushim. Number one, Chush HaShmiye, we said, he listened to his wife. That's number one, that's the first beginning of the first Chet. Chush HaReiye, the Ptoire said, he saw that Pri Eitz Hadaat is Toiv Le'enayim Ve'Nechmad Le'mare. Chush HaTam, he ate the fruit. And Chush HaMishesh, he took it. Aber in Chush HaReach, Odom Arishon, he was not poigen. So Chush HaReach doesn't need so much tikkun as all the four other chushim. Now, all what we're doing in this Chodesh, right? We want Mechilas Ovoin. But the Shoyresh of the Chet, it was the Chet Akadmoin of Odom Arishon. In order to Mesaken the Chet of Odom Arishon, we need to make a masse, a mitzvah in the four chushim to be mesake on the head of the marishon. But in chush hareyach, we don't need to be mesake because Odom Arishon wasn't choistet. So I heard a very interesting Dovar Niflo b'shem the Chibin Rov. The Chibin Rov says, people, not today we don't do it because again it's COVID-19. You can't take one from the other. People are not ashamed in shul. There is always somebody who take a shmek tabak by rebbes. Shmek tabak is a grosser Indian, right? And people don't ashamed to go and take a shtikl shmek tabak. You know why? Because anything else besides the shmek tabak, there is pegima be'odom arishon. But in chush areach, nish gewesen kam pegima, so people are not ashamed to go to take, please, can I have a shtikl shmek tabak? Now let's go to a segula for corona. And that's interessante zach. Steht, the Chaim Obroche, steht in the Mate Ephraim, by Isha Muberes, right? That he said, state, he brings like this, the Sefer, from Sefer Nozir Shimshon, Shekosav, Raiti Baksuvim, Shenoyagim, Hanoshim Hameuborois, Litol Hapitem Shela Etroik, Veyoim Hoishane Rabbe. Right? Vatam, I'm quoting his notion, Dika Manda Omar, the Eitz Hadaat, we said before, Esrog. Esrog Hoyo. Right? But besides this, steht in Ate Ephraim, Lacher Miken Noitni Moes Laaniem, Shiatzil Oiso Ves Ubro Mimoves. Right? One of the symptoms of the COVID, and there is a Loshen Atfile, the tefillah, I heard it Mekubolim in Eretz Yisrael made it take. I can tell you just a little thing from experience. I used to, before any of my daughter-in-law had a baby, besides the segula which I gave you, but it's not the esri, I used to go to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, not Reb Chaim Kanievsky actually, the Rebetzin Kanievsky. She had in her freezer, especially, you know, even this year you can see that Esrik Soichel is bringing Esroigim to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, right? He, on a lot of Esroigim, he shake with, and the reason is, he continues this minag to give to Noshim Meuboros before Mamish in the best, and when they're having the best, to put it in the cushion under the head, and the... She is having wherever easy later. I gave to all my daughter-in-laws in Baruch Hashem.
What, did you give the esrik?
No. I put the esrik under the head of the lady, Bishasa later, and then the old Baruch Hashem had easy birth. But we're going back to the Mate Ephraim. Mate Ephraim didn't speak. He wasn't alive by the time of Chaim Kanievsky was born, right? But the Mate Ephraim says there is an interesting tefillah that it's all connected to Odom Arishoin in the Chet Ho Odom Arishoin. Chavo had hard bears as a claw of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Esrik was Eitz Hadas to be metaken, the Indian of Eitz Hadas. That's why we give an Isha Muberet to beat the pitam of the Esrig in Hoishane Rabbe. Now, the Mekubolim in Eretz Yisrael, what it's got to do with this, right? Because we can see, this I found last night, the Odom Arishon was not Choyte Be'etz Adad. Esrig, it's one of the things which Yesh Boi Reach V'Yesh Boi Ta'am as well. So through the Reach of the Esrig, also, although this year it's Take the second day, it's only with the Rabbonon, but still, people are mehader to take a good esrik, and when they shake the esrik, you should have in mind, it's a shtikl tikkun for chet Odom Arishon, and you can do, we don't know what we can poil in Olomos HaElyonim, right? And you should know that through it, people in the COVID lost the taste, and lost the smell. Both of them can be Bilsaken, Dorach, the Esri, and the Mitzvah of Arba Minim. What? You can, no, after you finish in Oshana Rabbi, the Mitzvah, you can bite it, and you can say, at Nusach of the Tfila, which is here, this Tfila is for Muliberes mainly, but you be Mechaven, said through the Mitzvah of Arba Aminim, the Mitzvah Hashem, the Rebbein Shalom, that health. And I can tell you one thing, that Take people, the one of the rebbes from Ashdod is already they put him to sleep in Laniado in Natanya, and state as tzaddikim waited Dorech the tefillas of Yom Kippur. They only went to Yud Alef Tishrei to choose the Esri. Why? Because Dorech the tefillas, all the stains which is in the Esri will disappear. So his son took for him an Esri, but he actually a little bit got Erev Yom HaKodesh, he already a little bit more getting better. So it's a part of the segula of the Esri Yishkoyah. Yishkoyah!